I have a question. It might seem strange. How are your lungs?
Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
And this is 梅丽。
我们这期节目的英文逐字稿已经给大家准备好。关注一席文化公众号，发送拍一拍就可以领取阅读了。
微信公众号一席文化。
哎，梅丽，你有没有注意啊？最近微信有了一项新功能。
Yeah, WeChat added a new feature lately called 拍一拍。
哎，对，哎，这个拍一拍用英文是怎么翻译的呀
？In English, it is translated into nudge.
Nudge, N-U-D-G-E. 这个 nudge, 这个拍一拍这个功能是怎么用的呢？
So, when you double tap someone's profile picture, it will shake the other person's profile picture, and a message will show up in the conversation as, you nudged somebody.
也就是说，双击对方的头像，对方的头像呢就是 profile picture, 聊天的内容呢就会有文字显示，显示为 you nudged somebody. 而且呢，这个头像呢还会，这个 profile picture 还会 shake, 震动一下。玩这个功能好像微信必须升级到最新版本吧
Yeah, of course. So you need to upgrade your WeChat to the latest version in order to play with this new nudging feature.
The latest version 就是最新版本。哎，你知道吗，梅丽？除了你拍一拍别人 ，you nudged somebody else， 你还可以实现自拍。在这里，这个自拍可不是 selfie， 而是 nudge yourself。你拍了拍自己。
Oh, okay. So you can also nudge yourself. I didn't know that.
不过听起来好孤独啊。
Yeah, and I mean, it's like asking someone if they're there, but why would you nudge yourself to ask if you're there?
It's true. 这个微信的拍一拍好像在说在吗？可以回复我一下吗？对不对？哎，看来以后就不用发这个 Are you there?
Yeah, for sure. There's no need to ask the other person if they're online anymore. You can simply nudge them on WeChat.
哎，说起这个拍一拍哈，咱们就要聊一聊这个英文的这个 nudge. 那么首先第一个问题，为什么拍一拍在英语当中会翻译为 nudge?这个微信团队是怎么翻译的？这个翻译的水平到底怎么样呢
？So actually, nudging someone means to push someone gently. So especially with your elbow. So this is done in order to get their attention.
也就是说 ，nudge 它的意思呢，其实就是说是轻轻的推某人，对吧？尤其是什么用手肘来推。就是说想要获得对方的注意叫做 nudge.
And so actually an example is, for example, when you're in school and your desk neighbor uses their elbow to touch you, that action is them nudging you.
上学的时候同桌经常会用胳膊肘碰你一下，这个呢就叫做 nudge. 这个手肘这个词 elbow 也可以作为动词来用，表示用胳膊肘推开，但是呢它的这个力度要比 nudge 大，对不对？
Yeah, elbowing someone is more violent. She nudged me.
She nudged me, 就是用胳膊肘碰了我一下。但这个 elbow 怎么用呢
？So you can say I elbowed my way through the crowd.
我用手肘从人群当中挤了过去。这个明显这个 elbow 要比这个 nudge 它的力度要大很多，对吧？
Yeah, for sure. This feature of nudging someone on WeChat is used to remind someone.Not to pat or beat them. Therefore, using the word nudge in this context is very fitting.
所以用这个 using the word nudge, 真的是 very fitting, 非常非常合适。就好想到，哎，上学的时候用胳膊肘碰了一下，哎，老师找你或者怎么样的，对吧？哎，但是梅丽，有意思来了哈。比如说，我用我的手机，然后跟你聊天，有以下三种情况会出现。比如说。我们聊天的这个对话框里，我拍了一下你，拍了一下梅丽，就会出现 you nudged 梅丽的文字，对吗？但是如果我拍了拍我自己呢，就会出现 you nudged yourself。但是如果梅丽在那边拍了一下梅丽，那么屏幕上就会显示的是梅丽 nudged themselves 的文字。
Okay, that's very interesting.
哎，那么就是说梅丽是一个人呀，对不对？那为什么要用 themselves？ 好诡异感觉。
Yeah, it does seem a bit confusing, but actually it really isn't. Basically, the reason they use themselves is because WeChat does not know whether I am a man or a woman. So in this case, they are using they.
用 they 可以代替这个 he 或者说 she 吗？
Yeah, actually,you can do that because, you know, when you don't know if a person is a man or a woman, it's always safer to use they.
也就是在英文语法当中有一个规定，就是你不知道一个人的性别的时候，可以用 they, them, 以及 themselves 来指代，这是语法中的一个规定。哎，这个很有意思哈。
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's a little bit more complication.
哎，那么这个 they 的这种用法，它有没有一个语法上的一个专用的术语啊？
Yeah, so actually their usage is called singular they.So it's used to refer to individuals of uncertain gender.
哦，那么用这个 they 来指代性别不确定的个体，这种用法呢就叫做单数 they, 就是 singular they, right?
Yeah, so traditionally they are the third person them, which we all learn when we're first learning English. So the new usage is to use them as singular.This new usage of them or singular they is like a 他 used to replace he or she on the internet, such、mm. as anyone arrives late, they'll have to wait outside.
这个很有意思，就是传统上的 they 我们都学过了，它指的是他们，对吗？但这个单数 they 呢，是 they 的一个新用法，就是说把 they 他们当做单数来使用。那么也就是说就好像互联网上用来代替男他或女他的 TA 一样。
Yeah, and actually an interesting fact is at the end of 2015, this singular they was also selected as one of the 10 words of the year of Oxford Dictionaries.
Wow, 2015年底这个单数 they 还曾经入选为牛津词典的十大年度词汇之一 word of the year.哎呦，真有意思。那我们用这个单数 they 来给大家举个例子吧，美丽。
So if anyone doesn't like it, they can leave.
If anyone doesn't like it, 如果有人不喜欢的话 they can leave. 这里的 they 指的就是 he or she, right?
Yeah. So another example would be, when a friend upsets you, do you tell them?
如果朋友让你不开心的时候，你会告诉他吗？那么这个应该用怎么翻译呢？ When a friend upsets you, do you tell them? 不是 do you tell her, 而是 do you tell them? 因为你不知道这个朋友是男是女。
Yeah, exactly. You don't know if they're a man or a woman. You have a lot of friends.
那么我们再翻译一个句子。有人把他的外套落下了。这个怎么说呢？
So you would say...Someone has left their coat behind.
Someone has left their coat behind.
So I actually think that this rule is really helpful for people who are learning English because, you know, it will cut down on the words we're using and it makes the sentence simpler and shorter.
这个规则的确是非常好用，它能够帮助我们cut down on the words, 节省字数，对不对？哎，我们举一个例子再。比如说我们来翻译一下这句汉语，一个人不理发的时候他的头发呀就会变长，一般我们就会翻译成什么呢？ When someone doesn't get a haircut, his or her hair grows long.
Yeah.
但是有了单数 they 的用法呢，句子就可以简化为什么呀，美丽？
When somebody does not get a haircut, their hair grows long.
用这个 their 来代替 his or her.
Yeah.
所以呢，这就解释了微信当中，当对方拍了拍自己的时候，会翻译成为somebody nudged themselves. 可以说，微信的这个翻译相当有水平。
Yes, exactly. I think their translation for this one is quite good. So, good job, WeChat.
Good job, WeChat. 好，美丽，那我们今天就聊到这里。大家听完之后呢，留言告诉我们。你有没有玩拍一拍这个新功能呢？
Yeah, let us know. Have a nice day, everyone.
Bye bye. Ce soir, je serai la plus belle pour aller danser. Danser. Pour mieux évincer toutes celles que tu as aimées. Aimées. Ce soir, je serai la plus tendre quand tu me diras.
tous les mots que je veux entendre murmurer par toi, par toi. Je fonde l'espoir que la robe que j'ai voulu et que j'ai cousue point par point sera chiffonnée et les cheveux que j'ai coiffés décoiffés par tes mains. Quand la nuit refermait ses ailes, j'ai souvent rêvé, rêvé, que dans la soie et la dentelle, un soir je serai la plus belle pour aller danser. La plus belle pour aller danser. La plus belle pour aller danser. Donner le souffle qui manque à ma vie dans un premier cri de bonheur. Oh, si tu veux ce soir cueillir le printemps de mes jours et l'amour en mon cœur pour connaître la joie nouvelle du premier baiser. Je sais qu'au seuil des amours éternels, il faut que je sois la plus belle pour aller danser, la plus belle pour aller danser, la plus belle pour aller danser. Ce soir, je serai la plus belle pour aller danser, danser. Pour mieux évincer toute seule que tu as aimée, aimée.